I like it on the cube. It looks neat. It's kind of better than the dark blue cube.
Than the what?
The dark blue.
Oh, yeah.
All cats do.
Yeah. Kind of warm. Well, glad I have this window here, because boy, in the summertime, yeah, when it's real hot.
You have terribly hot water. I was noticing this morning when I was washing the dishes.
Oh, really?
Boy, your water's hot.
Well, I have it set on there for
average 40. I believe that's what we set mine at, and it isn't as hot.
Who set it?
The guy that came to put it up. To install it. 140 or 40, something like that. I know it's 40 connected with it. It's 100.
Ours is 170.
No, my little dial doesn't have numbers. It just says hot, normal, warm. And I have it right in the middle of normal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't think mine is as hot as it should be. It's hot, but it's not nearly as hot as yours. Yeah.
I really don't know.
A little bit hotter, but
I suppose I could take the temperature sometime by, if I stuck the thermometer in a glass of this hot water, would it break?
No.
It would register what it is? No, it wouldn't register high enough, would it? Because the thermometer only goes to about 100 and what?
120.
Yeah. Oh, it goes to 120?
Yes.
Oh, really? And how hot is yours, did you say?
I think it's just, I'm sure it wasn't 140. It was 40. I heard
40?
It was 40.
40?
Oh, it must be more than 40.
Probably that's the temperature of the icebox.
Yeah, 40 is pretty cold.
That's the
icebox.
Oh, well, it must have been 140, he said.
Yeah.
That was what they're setting them at. That was average, he said.
Yeah. Like I say, I really don't know what it is because it doesn't have any numbers on the dial and it's just set for normal, so I don't know.
I've never taken that panel off in front. I really don't know what's under there, you know.
Oh, you mean in the water heater, huh?
Yeah,
oh.
The panel that covers everything. I must take it off and see what.
Yeah, you ought to take a look. Thinking when you said it was leaking, that's a brand new fancy water heater.
Yeah.
It shouldn't do that. Do you still have the warranty for it? I mean, is it over with yet or?
No. No, it won't be until June.
Oh.
Well, Charlie has something that's from Sears. They have
water heater
equipment from Sears.
Yeah.
And there are refrigerators from Sears.
Mm-hmm.
And he has taken out insurance. Sears has something where you pay insurance so much of a year.
Yeah.
And if anything goes wrong, they come out and fix it.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
and I think it's very cheap. It's only about $11 a year.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
That would be kind of worth having, wouldn't it?
Yeah. But of course, if nothing ever goes wrong, you have to not too much goes wrong with the refrigerator, I don't think.
Yeah.
I've never had anything too wrong with it outside of the handle coming
out. Boy, that one I have there that you gave us, we sure haven't had any trouble with it.
Then you have to renew it every year, your insurance.
What does this say?
Oh, Uncle Meat, for heaven's sake.
You didn't believe me, did you?
I didn't believe you.
All right.
What
does that say? Can you read that? Probably can't. I like to have you read all of that stuff. It's very important.
Well, I will read it.
Good.
They have the strangest titles on albums now.
That's neat. That
is a.
I don't know who thinks up those.
Oh, they're weirdos.
I
soy sauce is kind of salty and it makes you thirsty.
No, your mother's got well-fitting pants there. You don't need to look whether they're smiling or not. They're not smiling even. Not even frowning.
Do you ever get that thing to burp?
No.
Too bad.
I can't get time to burp either. But my lettuce is nice and crisp.
Well, you know, if it's airtight, I guess it keeps things pretty good. This is what I was leading up to. She and I went to this Tupperware party, and then about 2 weeks later, she called me on the phone one day, and she said, would you like to come with me to some kind of a meeting at that Seventh-day Adventist church, only it wasn't going to be a church service or anything like that. They were going to have a cook come and demonstrate some fancy kind of cooking, you know.
Yeah.
And again, I didn't really want to, but she always sounds so desperate, you know, like she can't get anyone else, and would I please come, you know. And so I said, well, okay. I said, when is this going to take place? And she said, it's going to be 3 days in a row, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday of that week, and that he was going to be there for a couple of hours each evening. It was going to be in the evening. And so I said, well, I didn't think I could go the 3 days, but maybe I would go once with her. And so we talked about 10 minutes on the phone, and we made the plans, and I was going to go on a Monday. The Monday was going to be Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and I was going to go with her Monday evening at 7:30. And so we agreed, and I said, well, fine, I'll see you Monday evening. Well, I get all dressed up Monday evening, and it gets to be 7:30, and I'm sitting by the window there waiting for her to come for me. And about an hour before, I knew she was getting ready to go because she came down to the mailbox with her head all full of curlers, and I knew she was, you know, getting herself ready. So I'm sitting there waiting and waiting, and 7:30 goes by, and about a quarter to eight comes along, and I see her backing down the driveway, and I thought she was coming over to get me, and she had Big John with her in the car, and they get down the street and go zoom up the street and leave me in the dust, and I thought, holy cow, what happened?
What's going on?
So she never did come back, and she didn't call me or anything, and there I was sitting there waiting for her.
That was a strange thing.
Yeah, I was mad, you know, because I could have been doing everything else.
Yeah.
So I was wasting my time waiting for her, and I thought, well, my God, that's the last time I'm going to tell her that I'm going anywhere with her. And it was about a week later, she came over here with some vegetables for me, and she says, I'm so sorry that I missed you on Monday. She says, I completely forgot, you know, that she'd call me. And she said, she only thought about it when she was halfway down to this church, and she said, John, the husband, said, didn't you ask Mrs. Wills to go with you? And it was late, you know what I mean? I think she was embarrassed to come over because it had slipped her mind, you know. And so I'm not mad at her or anything because that poor woman's got a lot on her mind. But I think I'm gonna have to say no from now on because she's running around there. She's got to work now.
Yeah.
And the old Big Johnny doesn't get too many jobs right now. So. But why?
I'll just tell her I have something else.
Yeah.
Has she ever seen your painting? Does she ever? Does she know you're interested in painting?
I think she does. I've never really discussed too much with her that way because I don't think, you know, she's quite too interested in anything like that. And someday she'll come in here, I guess, and I'll have something sitting around and maybe I'll tell her. But no, she doesn't know. Mrs. Alexander knows. She's been over here and I've shown her one of my things. Her daughter paints. Our daughter-in-law paints too. And Linda across the street, she's very interested in art. She likes to make things out of well, like she likes to make pots
and
pottery and that sort of thing. And she's done a little painting herself. But since she's had those two little babies, she's been so tied up that she hasn't done anything. And she came over here not too long ago to borrow some vanilla. And so I had her come in for a few minutes, and I had some of my stuff sitting around. And so I told her I did that sort of thing. And oh, she was gushing and ohing and ooing and aahing. And she was saying that she just loved to get into a class if she had more time. And I said, well, when your babies get a little older, maybe you can.
Thank you. Awesome.
What was that again?
You're going to have some more wine?
Grandma said if I had some wine, I could really sing a pretty good song. I already have my allowance today. Not allowed anymore. These boys watch me like a hawk.
Oh.
They think I'm getting to be a lush or something.
Good. I'm glad they watch you.
Well, from what all I have read about having one measly little glass of wine every day, it does you more good than harm.
That's good.
I am not guzzling bottles or anything like that. All I have is one glass.
Yeah, that's good. I don't think that you're drinking too much wine.
And that stuff I buy is about the weakest stuff you can get. It's more like
it's
soda pop than anything else.
I
like
it. It tastes good.
Well, you know, now Dad, he used to take a couple of little glasses of wine or whatever he drank every day.
Yeah,
and you could never call him a drunk.
Oh, no, he never got drunk.
No.
Never. He had his beer all the time, and then he would mix whiskey and lemon juice for himself and myself.
As you get older, you kind of need a little something to kind of pep you up a little bit, you know, to keep you.
Well, Teen said the doctor recommended her dad to take a drink of wine every day.
Yeah. Well, I think they are beginning to find that wine has quite a few more good things in it. If you're moderate, if you don't, you know, go overboard or anything, like one or two glasses a day is not going to hurt you. And I've been reading articles where they have found that there are quite a few good, I don't know whether you call them vitamins or not, but things that are good for your digestion, things that are maybe good to calm you down, to keep your blood pressure from getting too high. And I've heard quite a few good things about wine.
Moderation is nothing but drinking in moderation. No crime. You can drink the wine today, I think.
Did I do that or not?
Yes,
I guess
you
did,
didn't
I?
He says it smells Italian down here.
Oh, really? Well, I got my window open here.
What does it mean?
It means it smells like, spaghetti sauce or something like that.
Garlic.
Maybe garlic. I used a little garlic in that thing too.
I thought we had a Chinese dinner.
What? We had.
This doesn't make any sense.
It's Italian.
No, it's Chinese.
Yeah. This recipe that I had said that when you put the meat into the pan to kind of simmer it for about 20 minutes, you crush a whole clove of garlic and put it in with that. That kind of gives it a little good flavor,
well,
too.
Well, that's what makes it smell Italian.
Yeah, that's probably what you're smelling, David.
Uh-huh.
good ragu advertisement on.
Boy, John has a name for that.
Gooey rags. That's an awful name.
He said
name.
It's goo and it tastes like rags.
Yeah.
No, I think I tried it. It's not bad.
It's not too bad. But these women, they're eating it, and she says to the hostess, "Oh, she says, you spent time making Italian sauce."
Oh yeah,
and then
I've
she
seen
tastes it, and the girl says, "No, it's ragu." But that's Italian.
Yeah.
But it's not Catholic.
It's Italian.
You and your
glass.
You didn't think I'd get you this time. Mm-hmm. I couldn't stand it, considering last night and the smile, so I just had to do it.
You thought we were going to perform again tonight?
You did. Mm. You may have been a little more serious, but you'll laugh at it. So 20,000 other people, and they hear it on KPFA.
Oh, yeah, you don't take those things any place else, I hope.
Why don't you get your car on the first one?
See?
Mm-hmm. If they sign it in and they get a car, they will
get
a car.
The universal sign is not that one.
You're going to whistle connection.
There's something wrong if we all keep quiet out here.
$200. 10 times 20 is
$2. No, it isn't. It's $200.
It's $200, but it's $2. So they had pies for less than $2. Some of those pies were less than $2. So I could get a whole pie if I wanted to.
You could. Yeah. I have a couple.
I've been saving these for quite a long time.
I think they come in handy. They're
well, they are a little bit heavier than the average pie. I feed the cats out of a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, a picture on area one. Boy, I even forget how to deal. That's a pretty sock. To do read on them?
Yeah, I want you to read a song.
Oh, is it something I can read?
Yes. That very last one.
Cruising for Burgers.
I'm
read it out loud.
I must be free, my fake ID. Freeze me. Gotta do a few things to make my life complete. Gotta live my life out on the street. The difference between us is not very far. Cruising for burgers is Daddy's new car. My phony freedom card brings to me instant escape.
Thank you.
Amen.
Okay. What's that name there?
Rick Zappy.
Zappy! Are you Zappy, all right?
Is it?
No.
What do you call it?
How do you pronounce that?
Well, how do you pronounce it?
How do you pronounce an A?
A.
A short A.
Ah.
All right, now how do you say that?
Oh.
It's an Italian name.
Zappa?
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Published by Frank Zappa, Music BMI.
All right. Now, and what's the name of the group?
The Mothers of Invention.
All right.
Yeah.
And let's see. What's the name of the album?
Bizarre.
Okay. And the title of it is again?
Uncle Meat.
That's what they do.
Huh?
They cruise for burgers in their 39 Chevrolet.
Oh, I see. Oh.
You're pretty hippie.
No.
Oh,
like a hippie
God.
To me.
He sure
not
looks
pretty.
Like. Vast and bulbous jelly was invented by Don Valetti.
Okay.
For goodness sake.
Read this.
Zart stroking fast and bulbous. Bulbous. That's silly. That's terrible.
The music is really professional. It's really nice.
Honestly, this is awful.
What does that say?
The jelly insured part not shown. I don't savvy much of this.
All right.
It doesn't make sense to me.
What does that say?
Rear view attacking the Vatican.
That's all.
That's
Thank you
enough.
For reviewing my record. I can see how that sounds on the point cards.
I want to tie your mama. I'm going to join my son. And then it's not.
Oh, Judy, please. Don't cry, Miss Judy. I feel sad about my laugh. I laugh and stop. He's a laughing. No, look. Go on and laugh and stop. Look. I don't want to laugh. Go on, laugh.
This is the weatherman, testing 1, 2, 3.